As a candidate, Donald Trump promised to drastically reduce the Environmental Protection Agency. A recent memo by the White House Office of Management and Budget indicates that's still the plan. The memo outlines a proposed 25% cut to EPA's $8 billion budget. The budget cuts the Trump administration wants include reductions to state grants for clean air and water programs. And David Hess says that's a problem for Pennsylvania. Hess now works for Creasy Associates on government affairs for environmental groups and companies. But in the 90s, he was secretary of Pennsylvania's Department of Environmental Protection. He says 30% of DEP's budget comes from the EPA.
It helps pay for air pollution reduction, regulating underground storage tanks. There are a whole lot of different programs that EPA money pays for, including things like stream restoration.
Hess says DEP's already been operating with fewer resources than it needs to do its job. The department's share of the state's general fund has been cut by 40% over the last 14 years, and staff has been reduced.
The department has been in triage mode, really, for the last decade.
It's simple math, Hess says. There aren't enough people working at DEP to keep up with the thousands of permit applications or inspections. Late last year, DEP received a letter from EPA admonishing the agency for failing to conduct the minimum number of inspections for drinking water systems across the state. Hess says losing funding through EPA won't help. And he says it's not just the environment that loses out if DEP doesn't review permits in a timely way. It holds up business and development and costs Pennsylvania money. He says slashing regulations isn't the answer either.
I certainly agree with people that things can be simplified, but it's got to be simplified and streamlined without getting rid of protection.
There's more at our website, alleghenyfront.org. This is The Allegheny Front. I'm Carol Holsapple.